One thing about praise of God, when you get affected with it, you are affected. Glory to God. That's why David said, I just can't stop praising his name. Go. Come on, praise God. You may be seated. Open your Bibles quickly to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Second Corinthians 4, when you get it, say amen. We're going to start with verse 7. Verse 7 says this, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Come on and give God some praise. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, God's got everything under control. It's not the doctor, not the president of the United States. It's not the politician that said they're going to do this and that for us. It's not your neighbor next door down the street. It's not the wisest man in this world that's got everything under control like God does. Because everything they're doing, God has got it under control, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So what that's telling us? Paul said it this way. He said, but we have this treasure. Treasure. What is a treasure? A treasure is something you hold fast to, something you lack, something you just won't let go. I don't care how old it gets. I don't care how ugly it gets, how much it changes. And you wrap it up to keep the moth and the dust and the mildew away from it, because you hold dear to that. That's your treasure. Jesus said, well, the treasure of a man is, there lies his heart also. But I'm talking about a little different treasure today than that earthly treasure. The treasure I'm talking about today is Jesus Christ, and it's hidden in earthen vessels. We got this treasure in us. The vessel, a place of safekeeping, a storehouse. And it brings forth the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It's descriptive of the gospel and deposited in earthen vessels of the persons who proclaim it. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I got some classified stuff in me. Hallelujah. Jesus said, ask in his name, believing, and it shall be done. That means anything that approaches you will come up on you. See, a lot of people are going to come to you and tell you different ideas and different things that you can do to solve your problem. They may have something that can help you, but they can't fix it like Jesus. So if you're holding a conversation with them, and there's nothing wrong in holding that conversation, if you're holding a conversation with them, somebody else, or yourself, then you're in the wrong conversation. You need to learn how to hold a conversation with Jesus Christ at all times, because he's got everything under control. So he needs to be the first one we go to. And if he sent us to the doctor, then we go to the doctor. If he sent us to the lawyer, we go to the lawyer. If he sent us someplace else, we'll go. But I'm here to tell you, we don't need to go anywhere but to Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, but we have this treasure, this glory of God, this power of God that's in me and in you. And all we have to do is call on him. And he said when we call on him, he'll answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not of. In other words, Jesus is going to show you what you need to have. He's going to show you how to be what you need to be. He's going to show you how to walk. He's going to show you how to talk. He's going to tell you how much time you need to lay down and go to sleep. Sometimes we try to stay up beyond that hour, and God is already telling you according to the pain that you feel in your body because you're sitting in front of that TV watching it, glory to God, and God put pain in your body telling you you got to lay down. God is concerned about every aspect of our life, glory to God. From the beginning to the end, he's God, glory to God. He's God in everything that we do. He got everything under control, and there's nobody that's got it under control like Jesus. Hallelujah. We have this treasure, this Christ, this excellency, this power in earthen vessels, that storehouse. We are tabernacle with Jesus in this storehouse. Glory to God. He is the ruler of the kingdom. He is the ruler of this earth. He is the one that we go to and proclaim what we have need of. I always go to Jesus first. I don't always get what I go. Or when I go, I don't get it when I want it. When we go to him, we always want it then. But I'm here to tell you, if you wait up on Jesus, he'll answer you every time. He said the earthen vessels, that the excellency, or that, you know what excellency is? It's beyond all measure. It's beyond everything else. It's beyond every new speech the politicians come up with. It's beyond General Motors when they give you that little raise when they should have gave it to you a long time ago. It's beyond, glory to God, when you go on your job and the people are sneering at you and talking about you and coming against you and telling you not doing your work right. It's beyond that. We are above that. We are some classified folks. They just don't know it. And the only reason they don't know it is because we don't let them know that we have some classified information that they have need of. And when they look unto the author that you and I are looking unto, they shall have every need met according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. Which is in Christ Jesus. The excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Man always proclaiming he did this and he did that. First thing that come to you and say, well, I did this. Not giving God in the glory that he done already put it in the earth. Glory to God. So that man can farm it, a man can harvest it, a man can discover it. But you can get it just a little bit better, a little bit easier if you turn to the one that's created it. The author and the finisher. He is the one that holds all power in his hand. Amen. It says the excellency of that power is beyond measure. It's the more excellent way. Jesus is the more excellent way. The other ways are not excellent like Jesus' way. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come unto the Father except through him. That's in the glory of the face of Jesus Christ. And you're not going to get any blessing except you come to Jesus. Glory to God. When you go through him, you get what the Father promised us. Glory to God. When you call in his name, he will answer. Glory to God. The Father will pour out of his bosom and open up the windows of heaven. And you shall not have room enough to contain what he's going to give you. Hallelujah. Some people pray and then they guess. I wonder when God is going to do it. That's idle time. You're just wasting time. You need to just go on praising God and forget about it. Because he's got it. He said, my power, the power of reproduction, that dunamis power, that's the Greek word for dunamis, means that it is a power of reproducing. That means that it's unlimited. God commanded the light to come forth, and the light came, and it's still coming. God created the stars, and the stars are still being created. Some stars we'll never see. Why? Because God is an unlimited God. Just because you think you're going through something, glory to God, that's greater than God, you need to come to your senses and turn it over to Christ, because he is the answer, glory to God. He is the power. He is the excellency. But he is everything that you have need of. And when you turn it over to him, you can have some peace at night. You can have some joy in the daytime. You can have some strength, glory to God. When you turn it over to him, glory to God, you can have glow on your face, glory to God. That's the glory of God. Why? And other men may see it, and the Bible said that the Father in heaven will be glorified. Hallelujah. Yeah. This treasure is not to be shut up like we do that other, like we do the natural stuff. We shut it up so that the thieves can't get it. The moth and the rust can't get to it. So we put it someplace where it's out of sight. Some people are so good at that, they hide something, they can't find it. And they've been looking for something. I heard one guy tell me, say, he's been looking for something and he hid it 10 years ago and he can't find it. He said, well, maybe I didn't put it where I put it. See, but when you put your trust in God, hallelujah, you'll get the answer every time. It might not be when you want it, but it'll be right on time. I like God to that measure. That's the measure that we should love God in. No matter how long it takes, glory to God, when it comes, it's going to be on time, glory to God. You may be sick for years, like the little widow woman, but she said, if I can but just touch the hem of his garment, glory to God. When she touched it, the virtue came forth, and it was right on time, and she was healed, glory to God. It doesn't matter about the situation you're in or the sickness that you're in, glory to God. You got to remember this one thing, that God is an unlimited God. It's just like the light still coming. It's just like the stars are still being reproduced. God is still the healer, glory to God, and your healing is coming if you just hold on, glory to God. Your blessing is coming if you just hold on. Your everything that you have need of is coming if you just hold on, because God will not hold back any good thing from his people. Hallelujah. Come on in. Hallelujah. Paul goes on to tell us how equipped we are. He said we are troubled on every side. Trouble. When we mention that word, we can think of everything bad in our life. Everything. We can think of some stuff when we were children. Those things are gone. You can't regain those. But you can encourage yourself and go on. David encouraged himself. He was troubled on every side. He said, God, come to my rescue. The scripture said David sought the Lord and he heard me. David said he heard me and he came to my rescue. And he delivered me. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. You may be afflicted. You may be troubled. Glory to God. You may have things in your life you're wondering. Don't sit there and wonder, glory to God. Get up, glory to God, and praise God. Don't talk about your problem or make yourself be known about your problem, but talk about your God, glory to God. Don't be sad, be happy, glory to God. Don't worry, but worship, glory to God. Don't sit down and do nothing, but get up and do something, glory to God. Glorify God and praise his name in the earth. And God said when you do all of these things, he'll come to your rescue when you come out of your praise sometime. God done already did the work, glory to God. When you lift up his name, God has already been there, glory to God. He done made the way. He done opened up the gates, glory to God. All you got to do is hold on to him, his unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. See, we're troubled on every side. Every side means that you are troubled in every way. Y'all agree? Yeah. Every way. Every time you look around, you say this, it's that. As soon as you get a little leeway of this and that, here comes some more stuff. Greater than the other this and that. The Bible said we are troubled on every side. But yet, we are not distressed. I'm not going to lay down and die because I don't have what I have need of. But it's coming. I said the light is coming. I'm not going to be suffocated by the troubles and the afflictions just because I got them in my mortal body. I'm not worried because the light is coming. I'm not worried because healing is on its way. I'm not worried because bread that's going to be put on my table is on the way. I'm not worried about getting to my job because God done already made a way. I might have to catch the bus, but that's a way, glory to God. But you got to trust God and go on with what you have in your hand, glory to God. I'm here to tell you, God will just get in the midst of it. He's in the midst of our affliction. He's in the midst of your trouble. All that stuff is around us. God is in the midst of all of that stuff, and that's where he gets the glory. Hallelujah. When you're doing all right, God ain't there doing anything. You don't have to do anything. You're doing all right. He works in trouble. He said, I'm a very present help in trouble. I'm a very present help in the time of trouble. That means that God is going to work in trouble. If I'm happy, I don't need God. He don't have to work for you then. You're happy. You recognize that your happiness comes through him. So you don't have to call on him for happiness when you're happy. You got to call on him when you're sad. You got to call him when you're troubled on every side. And guess what? This trouble that's all around us, we can't do anything about it but turn it over to Christ. I can't get rid of none of this stuff. I lay down as trouble. I get up, still trouble. Turn on the TV, more trouble. Go to work, more trouble. Get on the freeway, more trouble. Living in your neighborhood, more trouble. Lord God, it's much in the neighborhood. But remember this in your prayer. Start praying and asking God to dispatch angels in your neighborhood. This is treasure we got in us. We got to start using that treasure. We lay down afraid at night. Glory to God. When I lay down and say, God, I thank you for keeping me. I'm giving the glory and I ain't even got up yet. I thank you for keeping me. I thank you for dispatching your angels in this neighborhood and in this whole community, God. I thank you for Detroit. I thank you for this city that you would dispatch your angels for the sons and daughters of God. And nothing shall by any means harm you, glory to God. Let the trouble come. It's going to come, but God is present, glory to God. And where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. That means when trouble comes, I'm going to be free. And when trouble comes, I got a victory coming. Why? Because the light is still coming, and the victory is still coming, and the way is still coming. If you're confided in Jesus, you're going to make your way. Hallelujah. Distress. Distress folks are folks that are compressed. I worked in a tool and die. I was a tool and die maker. We had some presses in there. And it was made to, you can put some steel or whatever up under it, and it will press it down. Distress is just like that. It keeps you compressed down. You don't know which way you're going. You don't know whether to turn right or left. You're holding the wrong conversation with the wrong person. You say, ain't nobody there. Oh, yes, he's on the inside. See, when you ain't got nobody else in front of you, he's on the inside. When you need help and you get up on that phone and call somebody and they are not there, glory to God, then what you going to do? Then your old nature going to tell you, you ain't going to make it. You got to remind him that he's not the treasure, glory to God, but the treasure is Christ. And that's the one that we are conformed to, glory to God. We're not conformed to all this stuff Paul talking about down here. That's what he's trying to let us know. We're not conformed to this world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. And that mind is Jesus Christ, the glory of God, glory to God. That's the mind that we have now. And that mind says that I'm free. That mind said that I'm healed. That mind said that I'm strong. That mind said that I'm full of joy. Glory to God. So that's the one I'm going to listen to. Why? Because it's unlimited joy. It's unlimited healing. It's unlimited peace. It's unlimited in everything that God's going to do in our life. Hallelujah. We are limited. I don't know about you, but God is unlimited. So I want to get everything unlimited in this limit life. Because there's a time that we know not of. There's a day that we know not of. And it's coming. Only God knows that. We was at a funeral yesterday and I said those words. That is not a, it's not unlike our natural things that we know. There's a time that we have our birthdays. We know exactly what month, what day, what hour, and it comes the same year every year. It comes the same month. I don't care if they have the leap year, your birthday is coming in that month that it came in last year. It's going to come the same day and the same time. But there's another day, maybe another year, that we don't have the knowledge of the time or the when. It's coming. It's controlled by the unlimited God who has everything under control. My God. But we have this thing hidden, this treasure hidden in earthen vessel. In other words, we got a great opportunity to get ourselves in the right position so when that time comes that we know not of, we'll be ready. When God said, come on in, glory to God. And when we go in, glory to God, we're going to have the ultimate victory we ever had in our life. But in the meantime, on this side, there's victory, glory to God. On this side, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. On this side, I can do all things because Christ strengthened me to do it, glory to God. You can do, glory to God, as long as you do it in the name of Jesus, believe it. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. Paul goes on to say, we are perplexed, but not in despair. Perplexed means get so bent out of shape. Sister Rochelle, you don't know what. I don't know what I'm going to do. A lot of people say that. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. That's the time you need to call up another saint on the phone, and maybe they're there and tell you what you need to do. But I got a better idea. It's hidden in earthen vessels. All you got to go to him and ask him what to do. And Jesus will tell you what to do. Glory to God. That's the right conversation. That's the one that you need to talk to all the time. That's the one that you need to talk to when you get down on your knees, glory to God. Instead of asking God for everything that you can think of, just lift up your head and your voice and begin to praise God and thank him that you are alive, glory to God. Thank him that you was able to get up and get down on your knees and pray, glory to God. Thank God that your eyes was open, glory to God, and that your mind was renewed and enlightened, glory to God, to let you know that you're serving an unlimited God and nothing in this day, the day that the Lord has made, shall not go unlimited from you. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Glory. Not perplexed. Somebody come to you and they say, what you going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'll tell them about Jesus. I don't care whether they like it or don't like it. Hallelujah. What you going to do? I'm going to talk to Jesus. Well, he might be able to help you. No, he will help me. He can help me. I know he's going to help me. And see, don't let the old nature or other natures put you down. Don't let them get in your walk. You're the only one that can walk this walk. God classified you. You got the classified information in you. That's what you got to give somebody else that don't know him. When you don't have hope, there is hope. It's hidden in earthen vessels. It's the power. Nothing like that power. The excellency of that unlimited power. It's unlimited. It's for you. It's for you, and it's for you. It's unlimited. God is no respecter person. He ain't holding back anything that walk uprightly before him. God said he will open up the windows in heaven. Pour it out. Glory to God. I want to be able to get him to open up. Hallelujah. He, remember, he's an unlimited God. I want to, God, I just saw this. I want to see something else. And I'm not trying God just to see, glory to God. I'm trying him because I want to know. I'm trying him because I love him, glory to God. And he loves us, glory to God. So we have a connection there. That love, glory to God, becomes one love. And that love is the unlimited one called Jesus, glory to God. The one that in the beginning came. The one that is right now. The one that's coming back in that day that we know not of. That's the one we are serving, glory to God. That's what we got hidden in this earthen vessel. Ah, we are classified. We are power. We are everything that we have need of. And it's on the inside. Hallelujah. Don't be like the cook that go to the cupboard. Or rather yet, go to the store. They go to the store and they buy some stuff that they already got in the cupboards. And the reason that they didn't discover it because they bought so much of it and it's hidden way back in the back. That's the natural storehouse. You can't always find what you need in the natural storehouse. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They go to the store and they buy two of what they need because they want to have something the next time because they figure they don't have none now. And when they get there and they start scrambling through all the other stuff that they need, they'll find out that they had three of them in the back. God is unlimited. What you find in him, he got more. Whatever need you have need of, it's in Christ Jesus. You ain't got to scramble for it. He said, ask in my name, believe it, and it shall be done. He said, seek and you'll find. Knocking and it'll be open. Ask and I'll give it unto you, glory to God. Long as you walk upright before me and hold fast to the possession of your faith, that treasure that's in thee. God said, when you call upon it, it'll come to the forefront. In other words, it will manifest itself, and you can see it with your natural eyes. You can feel it with your natural hand. You can enjoy with your natural emotion. Ah, come on, Moshaka. It will come upon you and heap upon you, and you begin to rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Come on, give God some praise. Some people want the manifestation before they go through anything, but you got to go through something to get something. It ain't when you're serving God, it ain't something for it, ain't nothing for something, it's something for something. You got to believe before you can receive. You got to use that measure that God has given us, faith. He said, what said thee? He said, it's nigh thee, even in your mouth. Glory to God, that is the word of faith. That treasure that's hidden in earthen vessel. God said, you need to use that as your main ingredients. Glory to God. You need to use that because it's the most classified information that you have, and that's the word of God. And when you call upon that word, it'll bring forth life and everything that you have need of. Come on and give it some praise. He said, we are persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. We are persecuted. Persecuted means that every time you turn around, it seems like trouble is following you. Some people, they proclaim, every time I turn around, it's trouble following me. Devil follow me. Why is he following you? You the trouble. Why is he following you? I'll tell you who's following you, the one you're holding the conversation with. That's the one that's following you. And he ain't following you, he's walking with you. Why? Because you done gave yourself over to him. That's the old nature. You forget, glory to God, that you'll conform to the new nature. That's Christ Jesus. That's the one you got to talk to all the time. God will tell you yes, he'll tell you no. But let me tell you this. Whatever he tell you is for our own good. Why? Because he know our heart. He know what's stored up in there, glory to God. And if he's on the inside, whatever we have need of is going to come to the outside. That's what I like about God. But some people want to see, they want to see the manifestation. I got to see something. You ain't got to see nothing. God ain't got to show you nothing. He's already showed us enough. And that's his son. He done already showed us enough. Ha, koshaka, and that's his blood. Ha, glory to God. And God done even showed us the manifestation of that blood and that power. Some of us done been healed by it, glory to God. Some of us are yet healed. We don't have the same thing that we had when God healed us. We might have something different, but remember, he's an unlimited God. So healing is still coming. Just like the light, glory to God, is still coming. That means that if I get sick tomorrow, the blessing of healing is coming, and I'm looking forward to being healed, glory to God. You got to think on those things. Things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, and things that are pure. And that's the word of God. Hallelujah. Come on and give it to me. Brother Hart said, don't try to put the horse out of the cart before the horse. A horse will back up, but he can't see where he's going. He'll just back where you're backing. So that's why you got to have him in front. Then you can guide him. God want to have us in the right place so that he can guide us. Hallelujah. When we get in the midst of these troubles that Paul is talking about, he want to be there so he can guide us. He don't want us to try to do it ourselves. But Jesus is the guide, glory to God. And he want to guide us along the way because he know that there's going to be some crooked passes. There's going to be some pitfalls, glory to God. But when he's down here, he'll build a bridge over the troubled waters, a bridge over the pitfalls, glory to God. He'll make the crooked path straight so that you can go far. The Bible says, yea, though I walk through this valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because Christ Jesus is with us. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a praise. I'm getting ready to close. We go right back to that persecution. It puts you in despair. When you are sick, it's a threat up on your life. When you got a common cold, it makes you feel so miserable. And the reason it makes you feel so miserable because the common cold ain't coming anymore like it was 20 years ago. The scripture said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse in the earth. Well, it was an evil one that brought forth all this sickness. Don't you think sickness is going to change? They got some diseases now they don't even have any names for. But they ain't telling you and I about it. I'm here to tell you we don't need to know about it. I don't want to know about no sickness, glory to God. I know the healer, glory to God. So I ain't worried about them no-name diseases. I got one that's got a name, and that name is above every name, glory to God. And under that name, we'll be healed. Under that name, we'll be saved. Under that name, we'll be free. Under that name, we'll be strong. That's the one that I know, glory to God. That's the one that you know, glory to God. And when you call up on him, he'll answer you every time. Hallelujah. Come on, give it up. You may be sick. You may be sick, but you ain't without resource. You are never without resource. We got resource for everything. There's nothing in this world that you can name that you don't have resource for. You say, well, I don't have no money, but you got the resource. You say, I'm sick. Doctor, cut me out. So I lost that. But you got resource.
Amen.
Sickness ain't got nothing to do with you getting to heaven.
Amen.
It's the way you walk the journey on the way to heaven. That's why I said we are overcomers in this world. We are overcoming as we head toward the final crossover. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, we are fighting the good fight. This is where the enjoyment is at. You say, well, there ain't no joy fighting. Glory to God. If you want the enemy to overtake you, you better have some joy. You better keep on fighting. You better keep on walking. You better keep on praying. You better keep on going to God. Glory to God. This is the joy, glory to God, that you got. This is the peace that we got. It's in the midst of the storms of life. That's Jesus Christ. He is the head. He is the author. And he is the finisher. Glory to God. Come on and give us a praise. We was at that funeral yesterday, and I'm closing, I'm sorry. And it was one of them dry funerals. You know, when you go to them things, you look for people to be so emotional. Them folks, it wasn't even emotional. I didn't see no tears. They got up and said their little piece. Told you what they feel and what they knew. I said, God, this is unusual. You know, nobody crying, nobody boo-hooing. You know how they do and lay all on the body that's dead, ain't got no life in it, and wet it up. Crying and tearing on. But they didn't even get to that stage. Maybe they knew something that I didn't know. But all the time I was there, I was just thinking how great it is to know God. And I was saying that body lying there is going to be me one day if Christ tarries. It's going to be you one day. And I said, God, that's where the words come from. I said, God, I don't even know that time nor that day. So he said, but you have the resource to be ready that day. Because that body that's lying down there going to raise up a glorified body. That's the glory in the face of Jesus Christ. He put away that death so you and I can live. Glory to God. Even in this time, God put it away so that we can live. That means that nothing shall by any means harm you or hurt you while you're on this journey. Glory to God. A lot of people are scared on this journey. They are afraid. But I read what God told Israel. Glory to God. He said, fear not, for I am your God. Be not afraid, for I am with thee. Glory to God. Yea, I will carry thee. I will strengthen thee, and I will uphold thee with the right hand of my right. That same God that spoke then is speaking to us today. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that means that we got victory today. We're going to have victory tomorrow. We're going to have victory in the next trial to come along. We're going to have victory. Why? Because it's unlimited. Hallelujah. Come on and give it some praise. Persecuted, but not forsaken. God don't leave you by yourself. God only done that one thing, one time. Jesus lifted up his head and he said, Father, Father, why have thou forsaken me? In other words, why have thou abandoned me? But God hadn't abandoned him. If he had abandoned him, then we wouldn't be here. If he hadn't abandoned the grace, wouldn't have been here. And the wrath of God would come again, like it fell on Israel a lot of time over there. We don't have to revert back to those ways anymore because we got the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So we can call unto him and he will answer us and show us great and mighty things. Persecuted, not abandoned, cast down, but not yet destroyed. A lot of people use faith when trials happen their way. They feel like they are totally destroyed. You're not totally destroyed. Can't nothing help or hurt you. The scripture said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But you might not notice if you don't study to show yourself approved. That's why you got to stay into the word. See, this has got to be a big part of your diet. You want to lose some weight? Use this diet. And it'll first help you to lose some of that spiritual weight that you don't need to be carrying around. That might have an effect, and it does have an effect upon the natural body. Because people are so worried inside, so worried spiritually, till they're eating up everything in their house. But when you get your mind stayed on Jesus, you're on the right diet, at the right time, at the right place. And you can be totally delivered. I'm talking about totally. If you ask God to forgive you, and you believe that God will forgive you according to his word, then you are totally free. And your old nature can't go back and get what you gave to God and bring it back unless you believe that phantom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He can't go, but that's why I say you talking to the wrong person. You listen to the wrong person. You got to listen to Jesus Christ. Who said, I forgave you. Even when he went to Calvary, he forgave us of all the sins to come, glory to God. Not only of salvation, but he gave us for all of the sins, the mistakes, and all of the trouble that we're going to go through. He forgave us when we turn it over to him. We are totally free.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Totally free. But there are other things can be hidden in earthen vessels that will cause you to be totally and utterly destroyed. That's the ways of the old nature, the ways of man that could cause you to be totally and utterly destroyed. Not extinct. I won't take you out of here, but it'll ruin you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And even in that ruin, Jesus will come to your rescue.
Yeah.
And get you out of that mess. That's just how unlimited God is. Just because you do one thing don't mean that God gonna stop being God. Come on and give God some praise. Praise God. Remember, God has everything under control. I'm gonna ask everyone to stand.